One of my goals was this week is to see God in everything. And that's my plea today for you for this week to come. Because of the importance of that is in our daily walk. In my childhood, I came from Michigan. And I recall in seeing these beautiful pine trees that was in front of our house, and they towered maybe 40 feet in the air, and there was like a half a dozen of them in there, and not realizing that it was a sanctuary for many birds. They were everywhere. And little did I really realize that until I started this whole week with a song, and I'll spare you from singing it. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. With this in mind, we're changing, our fall is changing, and we just see things everywhere so much more than what God has planned in each season that he has. And I just love this time of the year, especially today. But we prepare ourselves, hopefully we prepare ourselves on a daily basis to be a sanctuary to someone who walks before us, beside us, our work, wherever it might be, because God expects us as his child to do that. It's something for us to think about. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is your spiritual service. Don't conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what will God's will is for you and which is your acceptable service to him. Renewing our mind is pretty easily to do when you get out in nature and you see all these things that God has made every day, and to be maybe a renewing of our relationship with him. It's not all about being around the table every Sunday, although it's just so precious to be able to do that with you all. But yet, we have a daily path that we follow the other 6 days of the week. And to prepare ourselves in such a way that we can be a sanctuary to someone. And I think it's very, very important to us that we prepare ourselves in that way. So, with this in mind, as we gather today around the Lord's table, we do recognize the blessings and the price that was paid for each one of us to have a mind, to be able to be a sanctuary, because only because of him, that our love for our mankind, we can be that sanctuary if we choose. But it comes back to our choice and the price that was paid. So in Matthew 26th chapter, we come to this chapter because it's very enlightening to us, and we all kind of recognize this, but while we were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And when he had taken it and the cup, he gave thanks for it. Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of my new covenant, which is poured out for you for the remission of sin. All these things that we gather today around the Lord's table gives us strength and courage, gives us the desire to be a sanctuary for someone that we come in contact with this week. So important in our society, because our society is crying out for being safe, having a safe place, having safe people to be around. And we are God's child, so are we not the sanctuary that people need in our everyday walk? So today, let's just take the bread today and just try to recuperize our minds to who God is, He's our sanctuary. He's our place. He's our special place. He's our security. All these things that we might take on some of this ourselves in our daily walk for others that might be hurting, which we know the world is hurting, and we would be that light. Let's take the bread together and thanking Him for the opportunity that we have to, through our spiritual time here together with you, thankful for that, that we would be able to honor Him. Let's take the juice, please. And let's pray. Father, we are so thankful that we have this body of believers who love you and who care about our society through our missions, through their daily walks. Just give each of us, Father, the boldness and the strength to be that security to someone this week, that we'd be able to see you in all things. And as we do, we gain strength from being able to recognize the great price that you paid for us. So ask for your blessings today, for your guidance and for your strength and for your forgiveness, that we might continue in our life to honor you on a daily basis, that we might be definitely a sanctuary for someone. Thank you for the joy of having you in our life, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.